your family can be happy. In these critical times when marriage and family are under attack, is it possible to be happy as a family? This is not a simple matter, but there is help available. Even though this brochure is not a complete marriage manual, it highlights solid Bible principles and practical suggestions. If applied properly, these will contribute to the happiness of your family. Section 1. Look to God for a happy marriage. The one who created them from the beginning made them male and female. Matthew 19:4. Jehovah God performed the first marriage. The footnote reads, Jehovah is the name of God as revealed in the Bible. End of footnote. The Bible tells us that he made the first woman and brought her to the man. Adam was so happy that he said, "This is at last bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." Genesis 2:22 and 23. Jehovah still wants married people to be happy. When you get married, you may think that everything will be perfect. Realistically, though, even a husband and a wife who truly love each other will have some problems. In this brochure, you will find Bible principles that, if applied, can make your marriage and family happy. 1. Accept the role Jehovah gave you. What the Bible says: the husband is the head of the family. If you are a husband, Jehovah expects you to care for your wife tenderly. He made her as a complement of you, and he wants you to treat her with dignity and love. You must love your wife so much that you are willing to put her interests ahead of your own. If you are a wife, Jehovah expects you to respect your husband deeply and to help him fulfill his role. Support his decisions and wholeheartedly cooperate with him. When you do, you will be beautiful in the eyes of your husband and of Jehovah. What you can do? Ask your mate how you can be a better husband or wife. Listen carefully and do what you can to improve. Be patient. It will take time for both of you to learn how to make each other happy. 2. Really care about your mate's feelings. What the Bible says: you need to look out for the interests of your marriage mate. Treat your mate as precious, remembering that Jehovah requires his servants to be gentle toward all. 2 Timothy 2:24. Thoughtless speech is like the stabs of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is a healing. Proverbs 12:18. So choose your words carefully. Jehovah's Spirit will help you to speak with kindness and love. What you can do? Pray for help to remain calm and to keep an open mind before discussing serious matters with your mate. Think carefully about what you will say and how you will say it. 3. Think as a team. What the Bible says: when you get married, you become one flesh with your mate. But you are still two individuals and may have different opinions. So you need to learn to be united in your thoughts and feelings. Unity is essential when making decisions. The Bible says, "By consultation, plans will succeed." Proverbs 20:18. Let Bible principles guide you as you make important decisions together. What you can do? Share your feelings with your mate, not just information or opinions. Consult with your mate before making commitments. Be realistic and optimistic. Do not expect perfection of yourself or of your mate. Choose to focus on your mate's good qualities. Be confident that Bible principles will work, and be patient. Jehovah will reward your efforts to follow his advice, and your marriage will become stronger year by year. Ask yourself, can my mate sense that I care for him or her more than myself? What have I done today to show love and respect to my mate? Section 2. Be loyal to each other. What God has yoked together, let no man put apart. Mark 10:9. Jehovah requires us to cherish loyalty, This is especially important in your marriage, because without loyalty, there is no trust. And trust is essential for love to flourish. Today, loyalty in marriage is under attack. To protect your marriage, you must be determined to do two things. 1. Make your marriage a priority. What the Bible says: make sure of the more important things. Philippians 1:10. Your marriage is one of the most important things in your life. It deserves priority. Jehovah wants you to focus on your mate and enjoy life together. He makes it clear that you should never neglect your mate, but rather, you both should look for ways to make each other happy. Make your mate feel needed and appreciated. What you can do: make sure that you regularly spend time together, giving your mate your undivided attention. Think of we instead of me. 2. Safeguard your heart. What the Bible says: everyone who keeps on looking at a woman so as to have a passion for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Matthew 5:28. If someone keeps thinking about immoral things, in a sense, he is being unfaithful to his mate. Jehovah says that you need to safeguard your heart. Proverbs 4:23. To do this, you must guard your eyes. Follow the example of the patriarch Job, who made a covenant with his eyes never to look with desire at another woman. Be determined never to view pornography, and be resolved to avoid any romantic attachment to a person other than your mate. What you can do: make it obvious to others that you are completely committed to your mate. Consider your mate's feelings and immediately end any relationship that would make your mate uncomfortable. Do your part. Be honest with yourself and identify your weaknesses. Do not be embarrassed to ask for help. If you have immoral thoughts, keep on fighting them. Do not be discouraged. Jehovah will bless your efforts to remain loyal to your mate. Ask yourself, how can I make more time for my mate? Is my mate my best friend? 3. How to solve problems. Have intense love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:8. As you and your mate start your life together, various problems will arise. They may result from differences in how each of you thinks, feels, and approaches life, or problems may come from outside sources and unexpected events. It can be tempting to avoid reality, but we are advised in the Bible to face our problems. You will find the best solutions to your problems by applying Bible principles. 1. Discuss the problem. What the Bible says: there is a time to speak. Ecclesiastes 3:1 and 7. Make sure that you spend time talking about the problem. Honestly let your mate know how you feel and what you think on the subject. Always speak truth with your mate. Even when strong emotions are involved, resist the urge to fight. A calm answer can keep what should be a simple discussion from escalating into a battle. Even if you disagree, remain gracious, never forgetting to show love and respect to your mate. Try to resolve the issue as soon as possible, and do not stop communicating. What you can do: set an appropriate time to discuss the problem. When it is your turn to listen, resist the urge to interrupt. You will get your turn to speak. 2. Listen and understand. What the Bible says: have tender affection for one another, and showing honor to one another, take the lead. Romans 12:10. How you listen is very important. Try to understand your mate's point of view with fellow feeling and humility. 1 Peter 3:8. Do not just pretend to listen. When possible, put aside what you are doing and give your mate your full attention, or ask if you can discuss this later. If you think of your marriage mate as your teammate rather than your opponent, you will not be quick to take offense. Ecclesiastes 7:9. What you can do. Keep listening with an open mind, even if what you are hearing displeases you. Listen for the message behind the words. Notice your mate's body language and tone of voice. 3. Follow through. What the Bible says. There is benefit in every kind of hard work, but mere talk leads to want. Proverbs 14:23. Agreeing on a good solution is not enough. You need to follow through on what you both decide. This may involve hard work and much effort, but it will be worth it. If you work together as a team, you will have a good reward for your hard work. Ecclesiastes 4:9. What you can do. Decide what practical steps you will each take to solve your problem. From time to time, evaluate your progress. Tackle problems together. By working together, you can ensure that your marriage will be strong and happy rather than weak and miserable. Look to the future and do not bring up past problems. When you cooperate with each other and apply Bible principles, you can handle any problem successfully. Ask yourself, what is the most urgent problem that I want to discuss with my mate? What can I do to understand how my mate really feels about the problem? Section 4. How to manage money. By consultation, plans will succeed. Proverbs 20:18. We all need money to provide our families with the things they need. After all, money is a protection. Ecclesiastes 7:12. As a couple, it may be difficult to talk about money, but do not let money cause problems in your marriage. A couple should trust each other and work together when deciding how money will be spent. 1. Plan carefully. What the Bible says. Who of you wanting to build a tower does not first sit down and calculate the expense to see if he has enough to complete it? Luke 14:28. It is essential that you plan together how you will use your money. Decide what you need to buy and how much you can afford to spend. Just because you have the money to buy something does not necessarily mean that you should. Try to avoid debt. Spend only the money you have. What you can do. If you have extra money at the end of the month, decide together what you are going to do with it. If you have a deficit, make specific plans to reduce your expenses. For example, you could prepare your own meals instead of eating out. 2. Be open and realistic. What the Bible says. Care for everything honestly, not only in the sight of Jehovah, but also in the sight of men. 2 Corinthians 8:21. Be honest with your mate about how much you earn and spend. Always consult your mate when making major decisions about your finances. Communicating about money will help to maintain peace in your marriage. View your income not as your personal money, but as family money. What you can do. Agree on an amount that each of you can spend without having to consult the other. Do not wait until a problem arises before you talk about money. Your view of money. Although money is important, do not allow it to disrupt your marriage or cause unnecessary anxiety. You do not need a lot of money to enjoy life. The Bible says, "Guard against every sort of greed." Luke 12:15. Nothing that money can buy is more precious than your marriage. So be content with what you have and never neglect your relationship with God. If you do this, your family will be happy, and you will have Jehovah's approval. Ask yourself, what can we do as a family to stay out of debt? When was the last time my mate and I openly discussed our finances? Section 5. How to keep peace with your relatives. Clothe yourselves with kindness, humility, mildness, and patience. Colossians 3:12. Marriage creates a new family. Though you will always love and respect your parents, your mate is now the most important person on earth for you. This may be difficult for some of your relatives to accept. But Bible principles can help you to find a balance so that you can keep peace with your relatives as you work hard to build your new family relationship. 1. Maintain a proper view of your relatives. What the Bible says: Honor your father and your mother. Ephesians 6:2. Regardless of how old you are, you always need to honor and respect your parents. Recognize that your mate too, as a son or a daughter, needs to give attention to his or her parents. Love is not jealous, so never feel threatened by the relationship your mate has with them. 1 Corinthians 13:4. What you can do: avoid making broad statements such as, "Your family always puts me down," or, "Your mother never likes what I do." Try to see things from your mate's perspective. 2. Be firm when necessary. What the Bible says: A man will leave his father and his mother, and he will stick to his wife, and they will become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. When you marry, your parents may feel that they are still responsible for you, and they may want to be more involved in your marriage than they should be. It is up to you and your mate to agree on what boundaries you will set for them, and then lovingly let them know. You can be open and direct without being rude. Humility, mildness, and patience will help you build a warm relationship with your relatives and continue putting up with one another in love. Ephesians 4:2. What you can do: if you are concerned about how much the relatives are involved in your life, discuss it with your mate when things are calm. Come to a mutual agreement on how you will take care of these matters. Try to understand. It is important to understand your parents' feelings and their point of view. They do not mean any harm with their involvement. They genuinely care about you. It can be difficult for your parents to view you and your mate as an independent family. They may even feel abandoned. But by following Bible principles and by having open communication, you will still be able to honor your parents without compromising your marriage. Ask yourself, why is it natural for my mate's parents to be interested in our marriage? How can I put my mate first and at the same time show respect for my parents? Section 6. How Babies Change a Marriage. Sons are an inheritance from Jehovah. Psalm 127:3. The birth of a baby can be both thrilling and overwhelming for a couple. As new parents, you may be surprised to find that most of your time and energy will be used to care for your baby. Lack of sleep, along with emotional changes, can put a strain on your relationship. Both you and your mate will have to make adjustments to care for your baby and to preserve your marriage. How can the Bible's advice help you to deal with these challenges? 1. Understand how a baby changes your life. What the Bible says: Love is patient and kind. Also, love does not look for its own interests, does not become provoked. 1 Corinthians 13:4 and 5. As a new mother, you naturally focus your attention on your baby. However, your husband may begin to feel neglected, so do not forget that he too needs your attention. With patience and kindness, you can help him to feel needed and involved in caring for your child. You husbands, continue dwelling with them according to knowledge. 1 Peter 3:7. Understand that your wife will spend most of her energy on your baby. She has new responsibilities and may be stressed, exhausted, or even depressed. At times, she may even get upset with you, but try to remain calm, because the one slow to anger is better than a mighty man. Proverbs 16:32. Show discernment and give her the support she needs. What you can do: fathers, help your wife to care for the baby, even at night. Limit the amount of time you spend on other activities so that you can spend more time with your wife and your baby. Mothers, when your husband offers to help you with the baby, accept his help. If he does not do the task perfectly, do not criticize him, but kindly show him how to do it. 2. Strengthen your relationship. What the Bible says: they will become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. Even though you have a new member in your family, remember that you and your mate are still one flesh. Make every effort to keep your relationship strong. Wives, be grateful for your husband's help and support. Your expressions of appreciation can be a healing. Husbands, tell your wife how much you love and value her. Praise her for the way she cares for the family. Let each one keep seeking, not his own advantage, but that of the other person. 1 Corinthians 10:24. Always do what is best for your mate. As a couple, take the time to talk, commend, and listen to each other. Be unselfish when it comes to your sexual relationship. Consider your mate's needs. The Bible says, do not deprive each other except by mutual consent. 1 Corinthians 7:3-5. So discuss this subject honestly between the two of you. Your patience and understanding will strengthen your relationship. What you can do: do not forget to make time for just the two of you. Do little things that make your mate feel loved, such as sending a note or giving a small gift. 3. Training your baby. What the Bible says: from infancy you have known the holy writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation. 2 Timothy 3:15. Plan what you will do to teach your baby. He has an amazing ability to learn, even before he is born. While still in the womb, your baby can recognize your voice and respond to your emotions. Read to him when he is still an infant. Even though he may not understand what you are reading, it can help him to enjoy reading when he is older. Your baby is never too young to hear you talk about God. Let him hear you pray to Jehovah. Even when you play together, talk about the things that God has made. As your child grows up, he will sense your love for Jehovah and will learn to love him too. What you can do: pray specifically for the wisdom to train your baby. Repeat key words and ideas to your baby so that he will begin learning early. A baby can have a good effect on a marriage. In time, you and your mate will feel comfortable and confident as parents. Raising a child can make you more loving, patient, and kind. If you work together and support each other, having a baby will make your relationship stronger. The words of Psalm 127:3 can come true for you. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Ask yourself, during the last week, what have I done to show that I am grateful for what my husband or wife does for the family? When was the last time I talked with my mate about us instead of talking only about our baby? 7. How to educate your child. These words that I am commanding you today must be on your heart, and you must inculcate them in your sons. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. When Jehovah created the family arrangement, he put parents in charge of their children. It is your responsibility as a parent to train your child to love Jehovah and to become a responsible adult. You must also learn what is in the heart of your son or daughter. Of course, your own example is very important. You can best teach Jehovah's word to your child if you first put it in your own heart. 1. Make it easy for your children to talk to you. What the Bible says: be quick to listen, slow to speak. James 1:19. You want your children to feel that they can talk to you freely. They must know that you are ready to listen when they need to speak. Create a peaceful environment so that they will find it easy to express themselves. If they think that you will be harsh or judgmental, they may not be truly open with you. Be patient with your children and frequently assure them of your love. What you can do: Be available when your children need to talk. Have conversations with your children regularly, not just when there are problems. 2. Try to understand what they really mean. What the Bible says. The one who shows insight in a matter will find success. Proverbs 16:20. Sometimes you will have to look beyond your children's words to understand their true feelings. It is common for young people to exaggerate or to say things they do not really mean. When anyone replies to a matter before he hears the facts, it is foolish. Proverbs 18:13. Do not be quick to get upset. What you can do. Be resolved not to interrupt or overreact, no matter what your children say. Try to remember how you felt at their age and what seemed important to you. 3. Present a united front. What the Bible says. Listen, my son, to the discipline of your father, and do not forsake the instruction of your mother. Proverbs 1:8. Jehovah has given authority over children to both father and mother. You must teach your children to respect and obey you. Children can sense if their parents are not completely united in the same mind. 1 Corinthians 1:10. If you disagree, try not to do so in front of your children because this could undermine their respect for you as parents. What you can do? Discuss and agree on how you will discipline your children. If you and your mate have a different opinion on how to train your children, try to see your mate's point of view. 4. Have a plan. What the Bible says. Train a boy in the way he should go. Proverbs 22:6. Successful education of your children will not happen by accident. You need a training plan which includes disciplining your children. Discipline does not simply mean punishment, but it involves helping your children to understand the reasons behind the rules. Also, teach them to love Jehovah's Word and to discern its principles. This will help them develop a healthy conscience. What you can do. Make sure that your children see God as a real person whom they can trust. Help them learn to identify and avoid moral dangers, such as those found on the internet and social networks. Teach them how to avoid sexual predators. Jehovah will reward your efforts. As a parent, you have a special assignment to teach your child how Jehovah thinks. Jehovah knows that this is a lot of work, but you can be sure that the outcome will bring praise to God and will give you great joy. Ask yourself, how can I make sure that my child can talk to me about anything? What can I learn from the way other parents are raising their children? Section 8. When Tragedy Strikes. You are greatly rejoicing, though for a short time, if it must be, you have been distressed by various trials. 1 Peter 1:6. Even though you try your best to have a happy marriage and family, unexpected things can happen that make it difficult for you to keep your joy. God lovingly provides help for us when we face difficulties. If you apply the following scriptural principles, you and your family will be able to cope, even in the worst situations. 1. Rely on Jehovah. What the Bible says. Throw all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Always remember that God is not to blame for your trials. As you draw close to Him, He will help you in the best possible way. Pour out your hearts before Him. Psalm 62:8. You will also find comfort when you read and study your Bible every day. As a result, you will experience how Jehovah comforts us in all our trials. 2 Corinthians 1:3 and 4. He promises to give you the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Philippians 4, 6, 7, and 13. What you can do. Pray for Jehovah's help to stay calm and think clearly. Review all your options and choose the best course available to you. 2. Take care of yourself and your family. What the Bible says. The heart of the understanding one acquires knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks to find knowledge. Proverbs 18:15. Get all the facts. Find out what every member of your family needs. Talk with them. Listen to them. What if a loved one dies? Do not be afraid to express your emotions. Remember that even Jesus gave way to tears. John 11:35. Getting enough rest and sleep is also important. This will make it easier to cope with a distressing situation. What you can do. Before tragedy strikes, make it a habit to communicate with your family. When problems arise, they will feel comfortable talking with you. Talk to others who may have faced a similar situation. 3. Get the support you need. What the Bible says. A true friend shows love at all times, and is a brother who is born for times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. Your friends want to help you, but they may not know what to do. Do not hold back from telling them what you really need. Also, seek spiritual help from those who understand the Bible. The guidance they can give you from the Bible will help you. You will find the support you need when you regularly associate with people who truly have faith in God and who trust in His promises. You will also find great comfort when you help others who need encouragement. Share your faith in Jehovah and His promises with them. Keep busy by helping other people in need, and do not isolate yourself from those who love you and care about you. What you can do. Talk to a close friend and let him help you. Be specific and honest about your needs. The bigger picture. Even if you feel overwhelmed, keep your mind focused on God. During his trials, Job said, "Let the name of Jehovah continue to be praised." Job 1:21-22. Like Job, place Jehovah's name and His will above your own worries. When matters do not turn out as you wish they would have, do not give up hope. Trust God completely. "I well know the thoughts that I am thinking toward you," declares Jehovah, "thoughts of peace and not of calamity, to give you a future and a hope." Jeremiah 29:11. Ask yourself, "Do I trust Jehovah completely, even in small things? What reasons do I have to thank Jehovah every day for His goodness?" Section 9. Worship Jehovah as a family. Worship the One who made the heaven and the earth. Revelation 14:7. As you have learned in this brochure, the Bible contains many principles that will help you and your family. Jehovah wants you to be happy. He promises that if you put His worship first, all these other things will be added to you. Matthew 6:33. He really wants you to be His friend. Make use of every opportunity to cultivate your friendship with God. This is the greatest privilege a person can have. 1. Strengthen your relationship with Jehovah. What the Bible says. "I will become a father to you, and you will become sons and daughters to me," says Jehovah. 2 Corinthians 6:18. God wants you to become His close friend. Prayer is one way to do this. Jehovah invites you to pray constantly. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. He is eager to hear your inner thoughts and concerns. When you pray with your family, they will see how real God is to you. In addition to talking to God, you need to listen to Him. You can do this by studying His Word and Bible-based publications. Meditate on what you learn. Listening to God also requires that you regularly attend Christian meetings. Speaking to others about Jehovah is another important way to strengthen your relationship with Him. The more you do this, the closer you will feel to Him. What you can do. Set aside time every day to read the Bible and pray. As a family, give spiritual activities priority over entertainment and relaxation. 2. Enjoy your family worship. What the Bible says. "Draw close to God and He will draw close to you." James 4:8. You need to schedule and follow through on a regular program of family worship. But more is needed. God must be part of your daily life. Strengthen your family's relationship with God by speaking about Him when you sit in your house, and when you walk on the road, and when you lie down, and when you get up. Deuteronomy 6, 6 and 7. Make it your goal to be like Joshua, who said, "As for me and my household, we will serve Jehovah." Joshua 24, 15. What you can do. Have a consistent training program that takes into account the needs of each member of your family. A note to family heads. Allow nothing to interfere with your family worship. Ahead of time, let your family know what will be discussed so that they can prepare. Make sure that each family member is present. Create a peaceful atmosphere that all will enjoy. Happy servants of Jehovah. There is nothing better than worshiping Jehovah God. He is delighted to see you and your family sincerely serving Him. As you do this, you will come to love and imitate Jehovah more and more. Having God in your marriage makes your bond with your mate stronger. You and your family can be happy forever, knowing that Jehovah your God has blessed you. Deuteronomy 12:7. Ask yourself, when was the last time we prayed together as a couple? What can I study with my family that will strengthen our faith in Jehovah? Find more help for families at jw.org. Treating your mate with respect. How to avoid hurtful speech. How to stop arguing. How to forgive. When a friendship gets too close. When a spouse has special needs. Making a second marriage work. How to deal with tantrums. When your child is disabled. Talk to your children about sex. When your adolescent questions your faith. Preparing teens for adulthood. When your teenager self-injures. Dealing with those outside your stepfamily. New subjects are regularly added. For additional practical advice and wisdom from God's Word, please visit our website. There you will also find real-life experiences of married people like you from around the world.